Way too many first responders are struggling with their fitness, health, and body goals, but you're not alone in that fight. I'm Ted with Fit Responder, and with 11 years experience in law enforcement, as well as being a fitness coach for over 15 years myself, I've created some free resources as well as one-to-one professional fitness coaching for first responders. So I want you to check us out, fitresponder.com, or look us up on Instagram at fit.responder. That's fit period responder. And let's see you there. Chat soon. Thanks and enjoy the podcast.
Stop beating up your expensive sunglasses on the job. Hey, I'm Mike, founder of Frontline Optics, a sunglasses brand based out of San Diego designed for first responders. While working for the fire department, I was constantly breaking and scratching my expensive designer sunglasses at work. I knew there had to be a better way, and the idea for Frontline Optics was born. So what makes us different? We know these shades are going to get beat up, which is why we offer a no-questions-asked replacement program to cover lost or damaged sunglasses. When the time comes to get yours replaced, all you'll need to do is cover a $12 service fee and we'll ship a brand new pair to your door, no questions asked. Additionally, a portion of all sales is donated to the First Responders Children's Foundation, supporting the loved ones left behind by our brothers and sisters who gave the ultimate sacrifice and service to their communities. All our glasses are polarized and we offer free shipping and returns so you can try them risk-free. Not enough? We have Z87 styles available and they're all at a price of $58 or less. Check us out. frontlineoptics.com or on Instagram at frontlineoptics. Use discount code PMPM15 for 15% off. Now enjoy your podcast brought to you by Frontline Optics, sunglasses design with the frontline in mind.
The Poorly Made Police podcast is for entertainment purposes only. This podcast has explicit content and is meant for a mature audience. The views expressed on this Poorly Made podcast reflect the opinions of the guest and host. They do not reflect the opinion of any department or entity. Nothing on this Poorly Made podcast should be construed as legal or marital advice. If something offends you, I kindly invite you to lighten the fuck up. If you want to support this very poorly made podcast, click the link at the end of the description and become a monthly sponsor of the podcast. Or buy yourself some nice Poorly Made Police Memes merch. And of course, take care of the fine sponsors of this podcast. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the orgasmic sound of a Crown Vic. Breaking news. Breaking news. Acorn hits police car. Internet goes wild. Here to break down the most controversial incident in policing ever. I mean, clearly nothing else has happened in the world of policing over the last few years. Probably worse than Rodney King itself. We're going to discuss it. I've got, to help me break this down, I've got the one, the only, Pizza Tony. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. Thanks, buddy. And then coming in, he's... I don't even know where to start with this guy. I got Saul the Great. How are you, buddy?
I've got Ebola and I've been sleeping all day, so I'm not even like fun.
You said Ebola?
I have no alcohol. Ebola. Oh. I've got Ebola.
Oh, I was like, I didn't even know that.
Organs are liquefying.
So
bringing it back. I'm bringing it back.
Bring it back. Okay. So Saul fucking is neglecting his wife to be on this podcast tonight. So we appreciate that, man. Thanks for your service.
It is her birthday. So happy birthday to my darling wife.
So obviously the Acorn thing is hilarious and we're going to have to talk about it because everybody else is, and I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. But of course I'm like firing with a musket, because this is going to come out like in weeks after, but it's fine. I'm sure you guys all be thinking about it, having trouble sleeping at night, thinking about when acorns hit your patrol car and you almost fucking destroyed somebody. Before we talk about
that, I wonder if it'll even be played out by then.
It might not be.
I was just going to say, I don't know if it's even going to be played out, because the memes and pictures that keep coming out are fucking hilarious.
I want to thank them for not hitting the guy, because we probably couldn't do all the memes if he killed the guy. So thank you for that, which I suppose we're going to have to discuss.
You're alive. And you're a really bad shot.
That equally disturbing.
You're welcome. Sorry.
It's fine. It's because you're fucking, you're up high in your mountain and it's the audio is a little slow. It's like delayed, like my speech and my penis actually, growth.
Actually, no, I don't think it's that. I think it's every time he gets pegged, his voice stutters a little bit. That's what it is. I think that's what's happening.
That's not true.
I just want you guys all to know that we've been basically unrelenting in the group chat. And I'm sorry, buddy, but it's just too good. I can't stop. It's just going to be a thing.
I'm fine. It cracked me up because just the lawyer in me, I occasionally take contrary opinions just to have fun. And then sometimes you just got to ride that horse for a while, so to speak.
Pun intended. All right. So equally disturbing in the world of policing as the Acorn video, maybe more disturbing, a video was sent to me, which I was asked to meme, of some gals dancing. And it's the NYPD dance team. And it's pretty bad. And this meme that I made is somehow probably the most liked meme I've ever had out of, like, you know, the 5 years of doing this. And I literally threw it together in like 2 seconds, very thoughtlessly. And it's going buck wild. And it's very entertaining to me because of, well, I don't want to get too far ahead, but it's entertaining to me because that meme has definitely left my normal audience. And now I'm getting the rest of the Facebook sphere in the comments. It ranges anywhere from how dare you make fun of our cops to ACAP. It's fucking great. Everybody's in there. Every fucking Facebook keyboard warrior is there. And cool. I guess it'll help my algorithm for a little bit. I'm all here for it. Usually I kind of like get into the comments a little bit and make sure there's not too many trolls, but I just kind of gave up on this one. There's no stopping it. It's just it has a mind of its own now. We're just going to let it happen. But because it came out of your fair city, Pizza Tony, I think we need to discuss it a little bit because I have some questions. Is this like an off-duty thing where they're dancing around, or is this like an on-duty sponsored dance team? Tell me.
So first, I'm going to start off by saying you're welcome for my service, because without me, you wouldn't be on the map where you are now. So you're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much.
Remember me when you hit the big time. You get all the even more sponsors than the ones you have now. You know, so you're welcome. You're welcome for that.
Thank you.
With that being said, it's more of an off-duty thing, but they do events sometimes where they can be an on duty, but it's mostly off duty. And for some context in that video, while I forget how many girls were in that particular video, they not all of them are police officers. Two or three of them, I believe, are civilian members of the police department. So anyone can kind of join this team because they say it's more for like the mental health aspect to help, you know, relieve stress. And while I'm all for, you know, doing some things that are, you know, off duty, trying to do some activities, especially, you know, to while you're not working, I don't feel this is the best place to be, you know, advertising it. Because not only was it, I saw comments from whether it's Facebook or the Instagram comments, there are a lot of other people made videos about it too. And it's all pretty much the same thing. And also, before I forget, I saw someone on Facebook asked if I tried out for the team, and I did try out for the team. I shared my audition tape with you guys, so I don't know if Lenny here wants to share my audition tape. He can. I'm not against it. He can, but I did not make the cut. Apparently, I didn't fit the right parts for the team.
You were too good of a dancer for that team.
I guess so. I guess they weren't ready for my skills. They didn't want, you know, for me to outshine them. That's really what it came down to, I believe.
So I'm not going to go through and like read all the comments or whatever, but people were like, hey, like you were saying, like it's an off-duty thing mostly, like, hey, they're just blowing off steam. Why are you making fun of them? And the internet's kind of a sad place. Like, I always talk about, like, hey, you know, the internet, it's not all real and stuff, but this is a meme page. It is satire. It is supposed to be like a little out there, and it's kind of funny, man. Like, it's almost kind of, it's depressing. It's not really funny, but I really got to see, like, those people, like the people that they spend their whole entire day, whatever comes across their feed, they comment on it like people care about what they think. It's kind of sad. It is kind of sad. And people, it's like the meme, The Simpsons, like the old man yells at the sky. Like, people just yelling at the sky about whatever, you know, anti-cop, pro-cop, whatever. Just yelling at the sky, man. There's got to be a better way, man. There's got to be more to life than that, right?
How's that different than a podcast?
Hey, how dare you? People can choose to find me, okay? How dare you?
They found Saul's your page, off the podcast. That's for sure.
Saul's off the podcast. Fuck you. Agree with everything I said. No, you're right. If you remember, do you remember the title of the first podcast I did?
Boats and Hoes?
No, it was good guess though. It was, what the fuck was it? It was something along the lines of everybody has a podcast and I do too, or something like that. I'm self-aware, and I thank those who listen to me yelling at this guy. I appreciate that. I wanted to see if there's any like really good comments in here that we needed to talk about, but there's a lot of fat jokes in there. And I was reminded in the comments here, remember Gina from Brooklyn 99? That was kind of her idea, wasn't it? The dance team. Is this like because of her?
Maybe. You know, I will say though, if I remember our famous LT dancer, she actually commented on someone's comment about it, but then she deleted her comment.
I tried to get Vera on the podcast. She won't come.
Vera,
on.
There. I don't blame her, honestly. But
hey, fuck you.
Well, I meant for her own sake, I should say, because like, let's think about it. Imagine you having her or the chick from Laverne, right? And I know you would be very professional, just like you were professional with the OnlyFans cop. But I just feel like she would just get destroyed in the comments or whatever, and it's probably best to just let it blow over.
Here's the thing: she's a hot chick, and people will just agree with her because they think it'll help them get laid.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro, and we've had this conversation before, and I'm telling you, she's cop hot. That's all she is. I'm telling you,
for me, bud.
I get it. I understand that, but if you saw her in any other aspect outside of policing, you'd be like average, I would say. So I should let people know that to begin with.
For context, in case you missed it, we're talking about the gal that gave the lap dance to her lieutenant. What was that, like 2-3 years ago now at this point?
Yeah, it was the Christmas party thing.
The famous Christmas party.
Yes.
So just to be clear, I don't know. I don't want to be one to judge. Yeah, I do. I love judging people. Let's judge people. Here's the thing. They're not very good.
No.
I'm glad they have an outlet, right? Like, if they wanted to have like a dancing club, to like have an outlet and hang out, like a social thing, that's fucking cool. But they should not be on TV and they should not be doing events because they are not good.
Well, and while I agree with you, you got to remember what kind of society we are these days, especially police departments and how they want to look to the community. So I don't know firsthand if this is something that they set up on their own to go, because this video that it was from, like, they went on like the local news channel here. So I don't know if it's something that the police department set up for them to go on there or they set up on their own. But normally, if you were any type of club or organization related to the police department, they need permission, especially if they're not necessarily using the logo NYPD, but it says on their shirts NYPD. So you technically need permission from the department to do it. So I'm assuming they got permission to do it, but it's all about optics and, you know, community policing. you know, while they probably thought it was a good idea offhand, I don't think it was. But I'm actually, but
have they ever practiced before?
They have.
Have any of them? Have any of them ever danced before, or was this like the first time?
So I don't. So the news clip that I sent you that they were on, they one of them said, or I think like maybe one or two of them said that they were dancers prior to being, you know, working for the police department, and I think the rest of them, maybe, and the rest of them were
calling bullshit on that after watching that video.
Well,
people pay to see things, okay?
Listen, could it have been? It was a confined space. I don't know. I'm no dancer. I'm no expert in this, but I would say though, if you were a dance team, I would expect more of a synchronized number, if that makes sense. I also shared their Instagram page with the group if you want to take a look at all that fun stuff. Yes, okay. I did.
Okay. Well, now we're going to go down the fucking rabbit hole.
Oh, yes, we are.
Here's the thing. Like, I think that it's important. I think it's important for people to have shit to do, like blow off steam and have clubs and like socialize with people and stuff. I think that is awesome. But here's the thing, okay? If you do something stupid and you look stupid, the internet will get you. So be ready for that. The internet finds a way. So be ready for that. You know, I may do some, like, you guys remember, you probably don't, but who's that guy that ran for president a while ago, Dean? And his whole campaign was like derailed because he had the weird yell, the Dean scream. You remember that? I bet Saul does.
Oh, what was that fucker's name? I think he was from Iowa, wasn't he?
No, it happened in Iowa. He was from Vermont. It was like Howard Dean or something.
Whole campaign I think that is. Yeah.
Derailed because of a scream. The internet will get you. Like, I'm surprised I haven't got attacked by otters or something. But the internet will get you, okay? And cops will make fun of you. Other cops will make fun of you if you do something retarded on the internet and it gets seen. That's the way this works. So I don't really feel bad about making fun of them. I'm glad they have an outlet. I hope that they get better at it. But as a person outside looking in of the city of New York, yeah, I know they're allowed to have free time and do their thing, but it's a bad look. It's a bad look, you know, how bad things are perceived from me, an outsider in New York, and people are dancing around. Like, God damn it, I hate the arts. Sorry. That's just a me thing.
That's just a you thing. Well, I don't know. I think one thing I should also state that, like thus my department, we have literally a team for everything. Pretty much any sport you can think of, we have, like hockey, basketball, baseball, football. There's a cricket team. There's a bowling team. There's a you know what bocce? Bocce is? It's a bocce team.
No.
Yeah. Saul, do you know what that is?
I sure do.
Of course you do. See, because Saul's an old boomer. It's a boomer sport, honestly.
I like to drink mint juleps while rolling bocce and getting hurt.
There you go. There's literally a team for everything, except the rest of them don't advertise it as much as, you know, or go on the local news to show off. But yeah.
You guys need more teams for fitness and law enforcement.
Oh, there's a running club. There's a biking club. There's not biking, it's cycling. They call it a cycling club. I think it's what it's actually called. There is actually a I think they call it a fit club, supposedly. Listen, I understand that video.
Is there a meme club?
Maybe I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there is, because there's very specific New York meme pages. I know one of them, no, I'm sorry, two of them were taken down, supposedly. Now, I don't know this 100%, but there were two really good ones that were taken down because apparently the department found out about it. And they,
who was it?
One was called Hairbag Times.
Okay.
And the other one was called Time on the Job.
Okay. What about 62 admin? Is that a New York page?
No. Yes, that is that. Yes, yeah. that is a New York page. He still posts, not as much as he used to. He's pretty good every once in a while.
Hey, and do you know the Big Fat Loser guy or whatever his name is?
Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he's a sergeant.
Okay, is he a douche? Because I think he's a douche.
So I've never met him personally, so I can't say. I know people that have worked for him, and they say that he in the past he's been pretty cool. I've seen his page. I don't personally follow his page. Every once in a while, he posts some stuff. I'm just like what the fuck? But he's all about like he was a really big fat guy, like huge,
yeah.
And then he lost a lot of weight. So I know he's about that fitness life now, and I don't know if he sells products or promote products. I don't know which one.
I found him to be kind of a hypocrite, to be honest with you.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the stuff he posts. Like, I agree with some of the stuff he's posted. And, like, he sent me out a shirt before. Like, we used to have a good relationship. Here I am fucking stirring up drama again. I don't need to go back into that. But there was a thing where, like, I don't even remember what it was. But it was stupid. But I'm like, dude, you're being a fucking hypocrite. But that's cop drama. We don't need to get into that. So, So that's pretty bad, but not as bad or maybe worse, I'm not sure, than the Acorn thing, which I think is the meat and potatoes of this podcast. Boy, there used to be a guy I used to do videos with, and this would be a great video to break down with my former friend. I'm not bitter at all, but not to bring that up. Hope he's doing well. I hope his legs are doing well and he's not getting attacked by dogs or anything. But anyway, no, I seriously hope he's doing well. His lawsuit with his department goes well. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to the podcast. Oh, hey there. It's me. I just want to let you guys know about something. On my link tree, I have links to all your favorite poorly made things. I'm going to have a link specifically to the coins and patches with Ghost Patch, my merch with Spring, and a couple other things. We're going to have Fit Responder on there. We're going to have Officer Privacy on there. And of course, we're going to have RTI Training. If you're going to go sign up for a class through RTI Training, use the link in my link tree and it helps me out a little bit and they know that I sent you. Check out my link tree for all things poorly made. I'll be updating it as new things come up. Going forward, the link should be on the description of every podcast. And of course, find it on my profile on Facebook and Instagram under Poorly Made Police Memes. Now, back to the podcast. We need to talk about the Acorns. And I'm going to try and do the first time I've ever tried to do this on a podcast. I'm going to play the video. Obviously, you guys aren't going to see it because it's an audio podcast. So I'm not going to go through the whole entire video, but it kind of adds context, right? So everybody's seen the footage of the guy fucking flailing around saying he's been shot and fucking destroying his own car. We've all seen that, but I want to take a step back and play some of the video that was on released to YouTube, which it's crazy. This video only has 19,000 views. I would think more people would have sought out this entire video to watch the whole thing. It, obviously, some of it is redacted, doesn't play the whole thing, but I thought that was kind of interesting and kind of telling. All right,
but if I can interrupt you for a second, yeah, while you pull it up, yeah. The video, because I watched the full video. It's like if you look on, like, I think it's Police Activities, one of the YouTube pages that had it. It's 17 minutes long, and we got to remember we're dealing with the attention span of people these days. If it's more than 10 seconds, they kind of lose focus. So when you just show the one clip of the guy, you know, saying shots fired, this, that, and the other, that's all they need to see. They feel like they don't need to see anything else. While the full video will show more because it shows, I think his sergeant was the other video that they show who also shot into the car. If you watch her video, and I don't want to jump ahead too much, she says some things that I guess could kind of justify what happened, but there's really no justification ultimately at the end of the day of what happened, in my opinion. But with that being said, I've also never been involved in a shooting or anything like that. So I should also throw that out there.
Well, watch out for Acorns. All right.
I absolutely will.
I really try not to second guess people in situations when I was not there, but these guys went full fucking retard. I mean, there's like, holy fucking shit.
Okay. So here is a little bit of the background for you. Cause like I said, I'm not going to play the whole video. I mean, I suppose we could, but it really would be shitty for a podcast. So this is a stolen car, but this isn't like your, this isn't like a high risk. Well, it becomes kind of a higher risk stolen car, but basically it's baby mama drama. Yeah. As soon as the acorns come out, the baby mama had called to report a car stolen in, I don't know if it's baby mama, but the girlfriend, whatever. He has the car. And so it's basically almost a civil type stolen car, but apparently they had enough where they're like, all right, we're going to hook this dude up. So she's being talked to by the Sarge is kind of how this video opens up. And I encourage you to go watch the video, watch the whole thing for yourself. And the dude, the boyfriend walks up. So we're going to talk, the first part we're going to talk about is that. So there's two cops that are talking to the suspect a little off from where the Sarge is interviewing the victim.
Is there no audio?
There should be.
Are you hearing it, Saul, or no?
No.
What about you?
No, I'm not hearing it.
Son of a bitch. I'm bad at this.
We can ad-lib the voices.
Okay. Well, I had the video pulled up, and you guys can't see the video anymore, right?
No,
correct.
God damn it. Motherfucking piece of shit. Okay, well, we're going to... Tell me now if you can hear the audio.
On you? No.
Yes.
Why? Because you're getting patted down.
Why?
Okay, so I'm going to pretend none of that happened. So I tried to pull up the video, and it didn't work. So they're not going to get to watch the video either. So... we're just going to play some important parts of this interaction. So, like I said, the Sarge is talking to the victim. Suspect walks up. Two of the other cops are talking to the suspect, and then the Sarge says this.
Pat him down, please.
What's that?
Pat him down.
What am I getting patted down for?
Do you have any weapons on you?
No.
Okay.
What am I getting patted down for?
Because you're getting patted down.
Why?
All right, I'm going to pull this up so you guys can watch this again because you need to see the shittiest fucking pat down I've ever seen in my fucking life.
You should also add context to what state this is because I think that really makes a difference.
Florida.
Yes, this was Florida. And this also happened back in November, which I figured out
how to do this. This is poorly made, but you guys should hear the sound now.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No, I don't have no weapons on me. What's that like? This is key. Don't got no weapons on me.
Hands out your pockets.
Okay. His mustache, the shooter?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was...
That guy's full retard.
A fucking terrible pat down. I don't know how they teach it other places in the country. I only know one way to do a pat down, and that's actually doing a fucking pat down. He has no control over the dude at all. He doesn't really check anything. He just kind of barely checking him for weapons. I thought that
that's how I learned to do
fucking
it.
Horrendous pat. The way he did it?
You don't secure their hands at all, and then you let them put their hands in their front hoodie pocket before you pat down the hoodie pocket. And when you do pat it down, you pat down over their hands. It's the highly effective dipshit method, I believe is what it was called, that we were taught. Yeah, this guy's fucking amazing in every way. I really hate to bag on people, but this guy couldn't even make fucking soap.
That reminds me, there's another case I wanted to talk about briefly, but we'll get to that later. Okay, so horrendous.
In the Wild West, they would make this guy live outside of town, and they wouldn't talk to him, and they would just boo him and hiss when he walked into town. He's that fucking terrible.
So I don't know if this is...
Now I'm grumpy.
Calm down, Saul. I don't know if this is one of those things where, because I've been gone for a little bit, where this is what pat downs look like now, because people are afraid to touch people. And I'm not saying this to be derogatory towards, you know, guys that are still on the job, but because of the way things are, touching people, that sounds bad, but doing a pat down, maybe that's too aggressive these days. I mean, is that a thing, or is he just fucking horrendous at doing a pat down?
I would go with option B.
Yeah, horrendous. What I don't understand is there's another officer there. So if anything, one, you can have the other officer, like have one officer do one side, have the officer do the other side, you know, while securing his hands, if at least at a minimum, I feel.
I don't know. That's not the way I would do it. But no, I mean, it's better than this.
I agree with you.
It's better than this. Yeah.
I agree with you, but I'm saying like it's not like he was there. It's one thing, it was just the female sergeant and him by themselves is one, but you have the other officer standing next to the main officer doing the pat down, you know? So I don't know. That's just, I feel like if you have the numbers, you can kind of like tweak how you handle it, but that's just me.
It's just zero physical control in any way, shape or form of the suspect, and zero, like, I don't know. That's a fucking terrible patty cake. I don't even want to call it a pat down because it wasn't even bad enough to be called a pat down. I don't know what else we would call it.
So I'm assuming that there are, this video is kind of chopped up weird maybe, or they didn't put everything in there because there's a reason why the Sarge says, hey, pat this guy down, right? Because a normal stolen car, yeah, you're going to search everybody for weapons, right? Stolen cars are, you know, frequently used in other crimes. It's very easy to articulate, you know, why you can pat them down, right? Something like this, you know, where it's like a custody dispute over a car, I think you might have to do a little more articulation on why is this person armed? Why am I doing a pat down without consent kind of thing, depending on your state laws. So this moves to a point where she turns around and she tells, what was that?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I was trying to pull the video because I know what you were looking up and I wanted to find it.
Okay. So she turns around a couple minutes later and says, hey, go ahead and detain him or whatever. So they detain him, put him in a car. And then about 6 minutes and 30 seconds in, we get a little more information.
Find it, then we'll start looking up other places.
You didn't say where it is?
He's playing games right now.
He's gonna play games. That's what he's gonna do.
Mm-hmm. If he had the firearm, would he leave it in your car? No.
He'll leave it in his own car.
If
there was any weapon, it'd be in his car, not in mine. I hope.
Right. Right. When he sent you the picture that we're looking at that we can't figure out what it is.
I think it's. What do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't.
Like honestly, it's a weird picture. It was a threat, and it was. It's my not dashboard, but
your screen.
My screen.
Right.
You know, so it's like, why would you send me a picture of that? I'll show you again and tell me what that is. I don't know. I don't know what that piece is because that's not ordinarily there.
Right. Does he have anything on the firearm, like any aftermarket?
Like a silencer?
Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
I'm about to cry. But yeah, he has more than one weapon, and I just wouldn't think he'd have it in my car or toting it around.
Okay.
Anything like that. But he's sending me a picture, threats, and I'm like, what is that? Me and her both trying to figure it out. Like, what is that? We couldn't even tell, but more than likely it probably is a weapon. And he's like, I'm gonna bust your whole shit up. Like, I'm gonna bust your windows, I'm gonna bust your radio, whatever. He's like, I'm gonna bust your whole shit.
Okay.
By the time you get to your car, it's going to be over with. And I'm like, okay. At this point, I want to be done with it. I don't even want to entertain it. Because he is known for playing games. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I need to show you, like, I'm not playing. Right. I'm in my car. That's that. I don't know what.
Okay. So that changes things a little bit. I'd be curious if the officer that ended up destroying his own car knew this information, like maybe the guy is supposed to be armed or whatever. I assume not, because he didn't immediately pat him down when he walked up, because I feel like that should be the first thing you do if you think somebody's armed. So maybe he didn't know, but he's standing there as this conversation is going on about, he took a picture maybe of the gun or whatever in the car, and he's, you know, sending threats or whatever, which I don't want to dismiss this and be a dick, but I feel like very frequently these types of things, like people will say things like this to get people into trouble because they're upset with them, and then, you know, change their mind when it comes to court and they don't want to testify and stuff. Like I think we've all been on that call, right? I mean, I'm not being a complete asshole about that, right, Tony?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. So real quick, to back up just a little bit before we get into the fun stuff. During the pat down, he's asking why I'm being patted down, and they're not really explaining it to him. I'm curious what other people's thoughts are. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, I'm kind of being a dick, but I'm kind of not. Let's not call it a pat down, because it wasn't a fucking pat down.
The groping of his hands in his pockets, when that happened, you know, he's asking why is this happening kind of thing. And I think that was when I was having some audio problems, so you guys didn't hear that poorly made. But I did want to talk about that a little bit, because I'm not telling people what they should and shouldn't do. I would generally explain to people like exactly what was going on, unless there was like a tactical reason not to. Be like, hey, dude, you know, standard thing, you know, the car is reported stolen. We just want to make sure everybody's safe kind of thing. I don't know. I always get kind of turned off when people are just like, because we're going to kind of thing, even though I think they're well within their rights here to do a pat down. Am I just being a little bitch about that? Or what do you guys think about that? We'll start with you, Saul.
So the issue is, at this point in the video, mustache guy, it looks like there's three officers. All of them are standing around the victim and the witness, which leads me to believe the guy is secured in the back of the car at this point, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So the problem, God, I have so many problems with all of this. If you're going to pat somebody down, pat them the fuck down and check high-risk areas thoroughly. Like, if anybody watches the video, that quote-unquote pat-down was absolutely just abysmal and terrible and would miss any conceivable weapon that could have been there. But what drives me nuts that I've seen people do, and this is a huge pet peeve of mine, if you're going in the back of my car, you're cuffed and searched. Like, I'm not dumping you in my car without doing those two things. You're not going to be uncuffed, and I'm not going to have just not checked your pockets or anything else. Like, if you're going in the car, you're going in the car the right way every fucking time. And I don't, for the life of me, when I pop open a door and they're like, oh yeah, the suspect's sitting in the back, and they're not cuffed or restrained, that's where people get hurt and complacent, and it's fucking stupid. I don't understand the logic of it. I don't know if people will disagree or what your guys' thoughts are, but if you're in the car, you're cuffed and patted down, period. I just am at a loss. This guy's fucking terrible.
Yeah. And again, like, I would go back to, like, I'm just curious if this is stuff that happens now because of stuff that happened before, where people are afraid of being perceived of being excessive. So they're like, well, I'm just going to, you know, be real gentle with the way I touch people, which is part of the reason I left, is because I felt like I couldn't do what I needed to do to do my job correctly.
Did he go through a community college during COVID and then catch onto an apartment where if you drool and have a pulse, they need bodies out on the street? I mean, just watching that, dude, could you imagine if he did that in your departments, if he did that kind of a pat down during field training?
Oh, done. You're getting fucking cooked for that.
Absolutely, right? Like, I have a sneaking suspicion that this is a culmination of them bending over backwards to get a pulse on the street. And it's like a whole microcosm of a much bigger issue, but this is not, there's no way this is an isolated incident, how bad all that was. Sorry, I'll shut up now.
Tony, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts on all of this?
So the only thing I would just like to say to what Saul has said so far, at this point in the video, because I know that you skipped over it, Lenny, but he was actually cuffed. If you like, we were, I don't know how far back you need to go, but after the pat down and before this point in the video, the sergeant actually tells the officers, all right, like cuff him and then put him in the car. I think it's a little further back.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there, right there. See, like that poorly point, made like, kind of like
reviews.
Kind of at that point right there, they cuff him up. So I don't think they show the search on the sergeant's body cam if they did a more thorough search at that point.
Okay.
But so you see, like right here is where they're cuffing him.
Where's our car? Where's our car, Marquise?
Can I talk?
So I didn't back up far enough to where that she says that. I don't know if I'll be able to find that. Just kind of scrolling through. This is very poorly made. But here's a lawyery question for you, Saul. So he's detained. He is in handcuffs for taking this car. And she's asking him questions like, hey, where's the car? I'm kind of thinking that might be a Miranda thing. Or am I overthinking that?
I mean, it'll certainly be an argument, right? Like whether or not that sticks and they say it was just like a preliminary question or whatnot. I generally tend to err on if somebody is in cuffs and I'm asking them anything even related to an element of the offense, I'm going to Mirandize them before I ask them those questions. I think it's a much safer, cleaner way to go, obviously. I think when we would argue this in court, sometimes it would all depend on where the judge felt it was interrogation versus just some like basic preliminary questions that weren't kind of elevated to the point that it was considered an interrogation. It was always a bullshit subjective line that the court would have, but that's where we would fight in court over, you know, are you in custody? Obviously you're in handcuffs. So yes. And then when does the interrogation start? Therein lies the rub. That's, as a defense attorney, I'd want the interrogation to start even probably before he went into handcuffs, whereas the district attorney would be arguing that it wasn't interrogation until they were Mirandized. So it's very fact specific.
So I apologize for jumping around a little bit on this video, but I want to kind of set the scene for the next part I'm going to play, which will lead directly into the shooting. So basically we have the arrival on scene with this guy. We have the Fox faux pas. I don't know right where to say that. The fake pat down, right?
Faux pas.
Didn't happen. Faux pas. There it is. Faux the faux pas. Pas. Faux pas. We have the pat down. We have the Sarge saying, all right, detain him. And then we had jumped forward to where they were talking about this gun being involved, which this gun that was involved, you know, he's sending pictures to his baby mama. The shooter, the Acorn shooter, he hears all of that, right? So he hears this talk about this gun, and we'll play the next part, and I have some thoughts.
I'm pulling out a full search.
I'm gonna pull him out and do a full search on him. That's a fucking problem, dude. Why is somebody in your car? Now, maybe I'm misinterpreting this. I'll give them a little benefit of the doubt. I know occasionally I would do a pat down on somebody and ensure they don't have weapons on them and then put them in the car during an investigation. And then it was like, all right, now we're going to jail. Potentially, I may pull them out and start going through pockets, you know, because now they're actually under arrest and I'm not just looking for weapons. I'm, you know, doing the inventory or whatever at that point. But the way I interpret this is he did a shitty pat down. He detains this dude without really patting him down that I could see. And then the wheels start turning like, oh, shit, this dude, I did a shitty pat down. And this guy might have a gun. I'm kind of behind the eight ball here. That's how I interpret it. How do you interpret it, Tony?
Pretty much, I would say just as you interpret it, because just I know we skipped over it, but the sergeant, like prior to them, like right before they put him in cover the car, the sergeant says, "All right, he's." I don't know what term that she used, but she pretty much said that he wasn't detained, that he's under arrest at this point. Because I don't know if it's around this point or right before this, the sergeant and the main guy, Mustache, as Saul likes to call him, are talking to him, because the sergeant says, "I'll send you the affidavit while you take him to do the transport." So it was already established that he was under arrest. So he should have been, the suspect should have been searched prior to him even being put in the car, because I know you guys were saying before whether he was detained or not. He wasn't detained. The sergeant said, this guy's under arrest. So he should have been searched properly prior to getting him in the car. It's one thing if someone else put him in your car and you didn't, and you want to double check, that's a whole other situation. But at this point, if you know he's going in your car and you're present, you need to be sure he's good to go prior to him going in your car. Not let me double check this, that, and the other.
Now, I don't want this to sound like I'm defending him, but I do want to bring up the whole idea of apparently the dude had a silencer or something. I never saw one of those on the street. Like, I've seen silencers on, like, James Bond in my video games. Never actually saw one on the street. I don't know. That was just not an experience I had. Saul, I don't want to move forward without asking you. So we're still all kind of tracking to the same page. Like, hey, this dude realizes, I think he realized, my opinion is he realized, this dude might have a silenced weapon on him. I should probably get that off of him before I take him to the jail.
Yeah. So I completely agree with you. Like, my guess is we've all done this, where if you're in the investigatory phase, but you're actually going to put handcuffs on somebody and put them in your car, I will do a pat down for weapons to the extent that I'm positive they don't have knives, guns, or anything else like that on them. But if you go over the exterior of the front or back pockets and you feel like loose money or some change in there, at that point, if it's just a detention, I'm probably not tossing everything out of their pockets, but I'm positive they don't have any weapons on them. So I'll put them in the back of the car. And then if they're arrested, pull them out and then dump and check all the corners of all the pockets and do a more thorough, you're actually arrested going to jail search. I think that's kind of what you were saying. And I'm not belittling, like, I think that practice makes sense as long as your weapon search is good. The other thing I'll just say, I have several suppressors. Doesn't sound like a fucking acorn. It doesn't make... It's not fucking silent. It takes my 5.56 and makes it sound more like a 22, but it still sounds like a gun. It's not like the movies where it's just like a little... Yeah, like it's, you can still tell it's a fucking gunshot.
Okay, I was really just trying to set the scene that I think this guy was starting to kind of get heightened, like, oh shit, like I might have missed this. And, you know, he has these wild, maybe, you know what, that's not fair of me to like just decide what this guy was thinking. But I feel like that could have been going on, is like,
I'm setting the scene that he drove a short yellow bus to work that day before he got.
What were you going to say, Tony?
I wish Riley was here because he corrected me a few weeks ago about this. But what is the proper term? Is, because I'm sure the gun buffs that are listening are like yelling at us, is it a silencer or suppressor? What is the proper term?
It's a suppressor.
Okay.
Well, in GoldenEye for N64, it was a silencer. So
it was a silencer. That's what it was called.
I don't know what to tell you, but so, all right. So now we get to the juice. So I just paused it right after he says that he's going to go do a full search. Like, walk into the car, putting some gloves on to do a search.
Okay.
barrel roll.
Shots fired!
Help me, Tom Cruise!
Enough! Oh, I'm hit! I'm hit!
What the fuck does he think he was hit by?
In the car! I shot through the car! Oh!
Okay, so he thinks he gets shot through the car. I just wanted to make one note, because we all know, again, thankfully, this guy in the back of the car, for as shitty of a boyfriend he is, he did not get hit, so we could make memes about it. So thank you for not dying. But the dude had a fucking red dot. And I know everybody talks about red dots, but, I mean, that didn't really help him in this scenario. How do you fucking fire that many rounds and not hit the dude? I mean, it's just, it's fucking crazy. But I think there's a lot to talk about here. You know, obviously, you can't just fire indiscriminately. Like, you need to know what you're firing at. Like, even if the dude's in your car, like, I would really be interested in the grouping of the car. It kind of looked like a spray and pray to me, is what it looked like to me. I don't know if you guys would agree or disagree.
It seemed like it was focused on the driver's side, like mid-window where somebody's head would likely be. But can we break it down even further? What the fuck does he think he got hit by is the question I've always had.
Have you ever been hit with an acorn?
I've been
hit. They're heavy, dude. They're heavy.
My bad. But his hit partner, from behind. His partner is standing like 10 degrees off the driver's side of the car in the direction he's spraying in. That's fucking concerning.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the crossfire later. Yeah, that's a big problem.
He's just a guy, clearly has no idea what the fuck on earth is going on. Have you seen those memes of everybody doing the Talladega Nights where Will Ferrell's running around? I'm on fire! I'm on fire! Help me, Oprah!
Didn't I send that the other day? Something like someone did like a side-by-side?
Yeah. Somebody made that one.
It's fucking spot on and the most accurate. I mean, seriously. This whole thing is just so unbelievably bad that it's comical.
I want to try and find... Somebody was saying this dude... was a vet and maybe went to West Point or something. I don't want to spread like false information, but I thought I'd read that somewhere. So I'm trying to find that.
I was just going to say, I'd be very curious to know his background. It looked like on his wrist and his body cam that he did have like one of those military style memorial bracelets on.
Yes.
But I will also say, as somebody who has a doctorate and has gone to a lot of school, I know a lot of really stupid fucking people who have degrees. And I also have a lot of friends in the military who make fun of a lot of officers for not having the quickest thought process behind them. But I don't know.
Well, I can't find any background on this fella. Unfortunately, and I don't want to rely on memes, but so Tony, what are your thoughts on this? I feel like I'm hit from this. Like I got hit.
I think we as all of us in the profession all got hit from it. But when you, like, I've tried, especially the clip, like the short clips that people post and the full video, like you barely hear anything when the guy walks near the car.
So I didn't hear it. I didn't hear
you know,
it at
so
all.
I understand, the body, some things, the audio may not always be good on body cameras or whatever the case is, especially if this car is driving by or whatever the case is. But like, I barely hear it. And, I could kind of understand if some glass broke, you know what I mean? Like, let's just say, the silencer, I'm going to piss people off by saying that. The silencer was real quiet, as you see in the movies. And all you hear is the glass breaking. Then, maybe, but you don't even hear any glass breaking. And then another thing, and if correct me if I'm wrong, either one of you, but the windows on his patrol car are tinted. So how do you see the suspect? Especially, I don't know how dark the window tints are, but it's kind of, you know, the whole point of window tint so you don't see inside. So when this officer, or this deputy, I should say, the sheriff's department is shooting, he's, like you were saying before, he's indiscriminately shooting into a car that you don't know where the suspect is, especially because we know now the suspect wasn't even shooting at you. So what are you shooting at? So that's just, I guess.
I have two thoughts. One, this guy is so bad that he wouldn't even make the NYPD dance team. And that's saying a lot.
Jesus Christ.
And two, the suspect that's in the back of the cop car is the dumbest motherfucker of all, because if he was smart, he would have rolled over and stuck a leg up and took a bullet to the foot and made a shit ton of money.
Well, he probably went into survival mode at that point. He was like, oh, fuck, I'm getting shot at, you know. How he didn't get hit, I think in itself is a miracle. And I also think that because the reason the officer was in charge was because he didn't hit this dude also. So it was a blessing in itself on both ends, I guess.
Let's be fair. If George Floyd was in the back of this cop car and that's how he died, I think we'd all be like, dude maybe has a point.
Well, okay. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I wanted to kind of compare this to some of the recent events in memory and decide which ones are worse to have a little fun with it. But
this one's so bad and comical that nobody's marching. Like, even the ACABers are like, oh, that's just fucking stupid. We can't even.
And it just gives so much more ammo to the people that say cops are retarded. Like, we're not helping the cause, man. And look, everybody keep makes Lauren mistakes. Sanders. And I kind of feel, look, I'll be honest. I feel a little bad for this dude. Just a little. Not like a lot, but a little bad. Because I do think he actually thought he was getting shot at. I mean, do we disagree with that at all?
No.
I think he clearly did, but okay. And Will Ferrell also thought he was on fire. I mean, it's still got to be objectively reasonable. And there's no way that is objectively reasonable.
No. But
fuck are you going to argue that with a straight face? I really just wish, like, I would have exonerated him completely if he had the wherewithal to yell, help me, baby Jesus, help me, Tom Cruise. Oh, I would have fucking, right. I would have defended him for free.
By the way, if he happens to be a listener to the podcast, which he probably isn't now, I'd love for you to come on and tell your side of the story, man. Your side of the acorn.
I'm pretty sure that guy deleted every single social media, threw out his computer and everything, because he quit. I believe he resigned from his department. So I'm pretty sure he probably deleted everything and will never look at another Facebook post or Instagram post ever again.
Well, if anybody knows him,
none of us are perfect, but I'll just throw, like, good on him for at least, like, all joking aside. Like, he should have resigned after that, and good on him for doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad, you know, because we all know some dudes on the department that would have somehow turned that into, like, well, the department's after me, man. Like, I didn't do anything. How was I supposed to know it was an acorn? We all know that, dude.
They're just trying to fuck me.
They're just trying to fuck me, man. I bet IA was up there in that tree shaking those acorns down, you know? So, yeah, I do, like, we've all fucked up, right? Like, I know I've fucked up plenty of times working this job. I've formerly worked the job. I've fucked up plenty of times doing this podcast. I fuck up every single day of my life. But I've never mistaken an acorn for, you know what? That's just bad karma. I'm going to be out somewhere and a fucking acorn's going to hit my car and I'm going to probably get an oil change at Walmart or something. And I'm going to fire into that bay. And I hope I don't hit anybody, man.
Just empty the magazine.
Empty the magazine. So I highly encourage anybody that hasn't seen the whole video. It's not long. It's like 15, 15, 20 minutes at tops. Watch it, educate yourself a little bit on it. I don't always like watching body camera. And this is probably like flawed logic because I find it boring most of the time. I've done it and I'm like, it doesn't excite me. I know a lot of people like watching body camera, but I will say watching body camera of other people is such kind of good training to see like, oh, that's, they did something I like, or they did something I don't like. Stuff to look at and stuff to consider. So the crossfire was another big thing I wanted to talk about. And let's just pretend for a moment that he was actually getting shot at. I think like you need to be aware of where your Sarge is, right? But the Sarge kind of put herself in a bad position where she should have L'd up on the car. So we'll just say there was actually shots coming out of the car. You be aware of like where everybody else is. Like we see that shit crossfires all the time on like high risk stops and shit like that. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else to say, but like, you know, L up on the fucking car.
I would just be so, so curious to know this guy's background. Like, I don't know anything. Is this a small, tiny department? Is it a medium or a large size department? I don't know anything about it. I would be very curious to know when this guy came on, what type of academy, what the field training process was like. I mean, just because everything is so comically bad, I would expect to see this from like a three-person department in the South where their initiation is swapping spit jars with their trainer. Like, it's just so like basic fundamentals. So whenever I teach lawyers or anything else, I'm like
400 full-time employees.
Okay. So it's a decent size.
Decent size. Yeah.
But like whenever I would train lawyers, I'm like, I get that you guys want to do all kinds of cool shit, but if you cannot do the basics and the building blocks, you're going to fuck everything up downstream. And it's just so apparent that whatever training this guy got, it was for dick, or he just didn't understand it and they allowed it. And I don't know which is worse.
Dude. Okay. But I think that kind of speaks to this thing I've been yelling to the sky about for a while now. We all have, about how far down training has gone, like how shitty training is, how afraid people are to do the job. Nobody really knows what they're allowed to do or what they should do anymore. And, you know, I blame admin for this because they're not sending people out with clear direction. I think it said this guy was hired recently, like 2000 COVID, like a COVID cop. So he's like a relatively new cop, been on for a little bit. But I did want to go back to something you said about, you know, like the small town agency versus the big city agency. I think Tony would back me up on this. Big city agencies, I think, have some of the worst training.
I would agree.
Because it's a shit show trying to get everybody in there. I think small towns and big cities, that is the one thing that they have in common, is dog shit training. I think, and this is just from talking to people, right, through this podcast, I think those mid-size agencies seem to have like a good grasp on training people. Not all the time, obviously. I'm sure there's exceptions to the rule, but like I think the small places, they just don't train people because they don't have the funds to do it. In the big agencies, there's just so many fucking people, they can't, there's not enough hours in the day to train people. But the mid-size agencies, I think, kind of have a better ability to train people, in my humble opinion. I could be way off base with that.
I'll be quick. The only thing I wanted to add in regards to like the training aspect, because I have a little bit of knowledge around like the Florida system, I would say most of the academies in Florida are community college academy, whether you pay to go to like the school to attend the police academy, or a department sponsors you to go to the police academy. Not many departments in Florida actually have their own academy. So this, you know, I'm 90% sure that this guy went to like a community college style academy as well. Not knocking it, Toby, but you know, I don't know if that changes it, or, you know, compared to going to an in-house academy to a community style academy, you know, but I think that also has something to do with, you know, departments training, especially when you go to like an in-house, when you go to a outsourced academy, so to speak. So they're just teaching you kind of the basic while your department, you know, while if you go to an in-department academy, they're teaching you their way and how they want you to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Saul, what were you going to say about?
I don't remember, but I completely agree with your analysis of small and large departments and having terrible training. And the only thing I was going to add is just for Tony that I grew up admiring the NYPD. Like, you'd see them in TV shows. It was like the most like an amazing agency. And it's something that you thought was like the Navy SEALs of police forces. And now I'm like, are they? They're like a half a step away from issuing clown shoes as their basic footwear.
I can't argue with that. I would say, you know, as someone who grew up in, you know, New York City, you know, thinking they were one way. And then actually when you join, it's something completely different is, you know, very, it was very heartbreaking, but it is what
and
it
I
is.
Feel bad for all you normal guys who have to sit there and you're out there doing the job and you have all these fucking morons out there doing like, why is the dance team wearing knee pads? None of them ever got on the That's the main question I have.
Well,
like,
why
the
on,
fuck do they
have the smaller ones did. The big ones didn't get on the ground.
Well, because it would probably hurt. That'd be amazing if one of them went down on their knees and couldn't get back up.
That would have been embarrassing.
All right, so Acorn thing. I think we hit a lot on that. Obviously, you know, watch the video, enjoy the memes, and maybe there'll be more to this down the line. I apologize. Like I said earlier, you know, it's like musket loading here. Like, I'm probably going to be a little bit behind on when this podcast comes out compared to when this happened. But you may look for some special items from me and a good friend that may commemorate this incident. And I was crying when I saw the proof of them. So you'll enjoy it. It's up there with the top shit we've ever done. So just throwing it out there, be on the lookout for that, allegedly. So I did want to do a fun little game, a little game of comparing this to some of the police incidents of recent memory, like what's worse. And
terrible guest?
Yeah, go for it.
This is way worse than all of those. I love you guys very much, but it is legit my wife's birthday, so I gotta bail.
He's about to get pegged, everyone. Well, have fun, buddy.
Have fun. I'll
use a small one.
All right, I'll get her
put some little pills
we got. We call it the unicorn. All right, love you guys. I'll see you later.
See you, buddy. All right, so Saul is ditching us, but that's okay, man. We'll persevere. This is gonna be like me and you in a couple months. Are you excited to be coming down here?
I am
recording
so excited
a podcast in the dungeon and gambling and fishing.
To be taken advantage of, I'm sure.
To be taken advantage of, yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited.
It's gonna be great. Okay,
no cons review this time.
I mean, you know, if there's a show, maybe. People hate the concert reviews.
Oh my god, I can't speak. Oh my god, I'm not even gonna say it. I'll be sure to comment on your baseball umpiring skills or coaching skills.
Coaching skills. Yes. Okay. So, when this video started making the rounds, I hit everybody up in the group, and I was like, "Okay, I thought this is worse than Kim Potter." Now, Absolutely. Granted, the dude died. But that dude was kind of actively resisting and was maybe starting to run over a cop and, you know, that kind of thing. Now, obviously, what she did was, you know, she fucked up big time, the former cop of the year. She fucked up big time and she went to jail for 2 years. Now, again, she killed the dude. This is a whole nother fucking ballgame if this guy died in the back of the car or got hit. Because I would think he would probably be getting charged. I'm kind of surprised he's not. I think he's lucked out that it's 2024 and it's not 2020 or 2021 because I think he would be charged.
I think it also has to do with he's in Florida. That's Florida.
True.
That because if he was in New York, California, you know, Massachusetts, all these different states, I think it would have been a different story. It would have been completely different. Him resigning, I think, is the best case scenario, you know. But, you know, anywhere else, he probably would be, you know, whether it's reckless endangerment. I don't know what the proper charge would be in Florida or whatever the case is. But, something along those lines, like negligent or whatever.
Okay. The train track thing.
Oh, the one from Colorado?
Yeah.
Did that guy, the person, die in the back of the car?
No.
I still think the Acorn thing is bad. I think they're like razor thin close, but I'm gonna go with the Acorn thing is definitely worse. Because you were there memes coming out of that Colorado thing? Not that I saw. Were.
Oh,
I don't remember seeing any of them.
I don't want to spoil something that's definitely not for sure going to happen, but I may be talking to somebody involved in that at some point.
Okay.
Down the line.
Okay.
We'll see if that all the stars align and that all works out. I mean, can we objectively say that the Acorn thing's worse than Kim Potter though, and the dude died? Where, because I'm trying to be fair about situations. That, but it is two different situations. I mean, on its merit though, I think the Acorn thing's worse. Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
I would agree with you, yeah, because, you know, while like we've been saying, the guy didn't get shot, the guy didn't die, whatever, unlike the Kim Potter thing. But like when you just watch the video and you try to listen so closely, I don't hear like the Acorn hitting the top of the car or the ground or wherever it supposedly hit. Like I don't hear like. And like gunshots are pretty fucking loud, you know what I mean? Like you know, it's one thing if there are some fireworks going off, you know, because I know, or someone was watching a firework video because everyone loves to see firework videos now.
Fuck you, you know how I feel about those.
But I can't think of one thing to justify, like what he could have mistaken, you know, for hearing. Like I don't know. But like the Kim Potter thing in itself, like she, you know, her mistake was, I don't want to say good faith. That's not the proper term. But like it was, you know, this guy was resisting. So it was a series of events that put that situation into fruition, or like what happened, you know. This other thing, like it wasn't much that happened to escalate it so quickly. So.
All right, well, here's the big one. George Floyd. I know there's some people out there that think that Derek Chauvin's a political prisoner in all this, and I think you could definitely, I could get on board with, like, he was overcharged. I think I would say George Floyd is worse. I mean, the dude was just fucking limp for, like, several minutes where they just had fucking rescue, put him in a fucking rescue position, and you're not in jail right now, dude. I don't know if Derek Chauvin killed him. I don't know if the fentanyl killed him, but it was not good policing for sure. What do you think?
I don't know. Well, I would say the George Floyd thing is worse because look what happened from that one incident. You know what I mean? And while this incident, it's more or less fresh, even though it did happen in November, the body cam was just released within the past week or so. And there's not really much traction gaining from it then, but that'd have to be George Floyd. Cause look what happened. That one incident changed policing, changed it. And not just here, I would say, more or less worldwide, you know, because when you talk to your international guests, I can't remember if you normally bring it up or somehow it comes up in conversation, but they all talk about it because they were somehow in Missouri when this happened, you know, even though they're in Australia, England,
Minneapolis. But yeah,
Minneapolis. Sorry. What was that guy from the Middle East you had on recently? Oh, God, I can't remember. I can't remember where he was from exactly.
I had somebody from the Middle East.
Yeah, wasn't he from the Middle East? He was from like that general region.
No, bro.
It's gonna come back to me. So maybe my geography is all fucked up right now. I want to say, was it Lebanon or something that you had the guy on?
What the fuck?
Hold on.
You need to stop smoking crack, dude.
I'm sorry. It's the pizza. It's too much pineapple and pizza. You know what I mean?
Do you know if I wonder if crack would be good on pizza? Probably not. Where'd you learn that, Cheech? Drug school?
What's up with the soundboard? You've been slacking on it today.
Sorry, man. I'm bad at my job. Poorly made. What can I say?
It's going to come to me, and I'm going to remember it later on.
Lebanon. Fucking have anybody on from Lebanon. You fucking
No, remember. He was talking about how like he went to the police academy for like a year. Oh my God, where was he from?
Oh, it was Serbia.
Serbia. Is that not in the Middle East?
No, bro. Europe.
I need to fucking go back to geography.
I'm not sure I'm gonna look it up too, but I'm pretty sure that Serbia is in Europe.
Now you don't even look to it because I'm curious. I'm pretty sure.
It's in the Balkans. It's in Europe. It's close. I mean, it's like
close enough.
But okay. Sure, bud.
I'll just go fuck myself then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just go fuck myself then.
Can I watch? All right. So what else do we want to do? Rodney King, what's worth?
Well, what are we comparing it to? Acorns or George Floyd?
Acorn.
See, Ronnie. I'm gonna go Rodney King. That was just
okay. So, South Park. This made me remember this fucking clip. We got to play this.
Well, I haven't seen a beating like that since Rodney King.
Now, Frank, that's not very easy. You're going to get us in trouble again.
Right, right. I got to watch that.
I haven't seen an Englishman take a blow like that since Hugh Grant.
Dude, that is not cool.
Sorry. Cows are being absolutely molested by Middle Park. I haven't seen so many children molested since... Oh, my! I haven't seen a Jew run like that since Poland 1938. Dude!
Jesus Christ.
That's like early fucking South Park. Like... Season one of South Park. So, never change. Okay. Laverne PD or Acorns?
Acorn. Well, what'd she do? She just had a gangbang. Not a big deal. Everyone has those. Can you tell me what department doesn't have that? Or you haven't heard of that happening?
Nah, it happens everywhere. See, exactly. I'm not a woman hater. Acorn was way worse.
She didn't shoot anyone. Well,
she got shot.
She did get shot at, you know, quote unquote. But Acorn 100% worse.
All right. Now, let's see what else. I mean, that's pretty much it, right? Those are the major things. The one that started it all, Ferguson. Acorn guy's way worse.
Oh, 100% way worse. That the whole Ferguson thing was just misinformation at its finest.
Okay. So I want to get a little serious right now. I don't think I'm going to play the video. But I think this kind of plays into like kind of what we're talking about here. A video is going around of it was a cop from Tennessee that was killed recently, and they're trying to get a guy out of the car. Did you see that one?
No, I don't think I saw that one.
It's hard to watch, and this podcast, you know, is kind of made its name off like pegging jokes and fart jokes, and we're going to kind of stay in our lane a little bit, you know, even though we do talk about some things policing wise. But again, not to second guess cops, but I not even really to second guess cops, but like I just feel like the way cops are being trained now is just to hesitate and put themselves in danger. And I see that in a lot of these videos. And I felt like when I watched it, the one time I watched this video, and maybe I'm off base with it, I felt the same way. Like, you know, people are kind of hesitant to go hands on and to rip people out of cars and shit. And dude, this dude's reaching and reaching and reaching. And I'm just like, knowing what's going to happen, you're like, oh, fuck. Like, but I feel like cops are kind of, even if they're in a supportive county or part of the world, I feel like there's this pressure. Like, look, do I want cops violating people's rights? Do I want people beating the shit out of people that don't deserve it? Obviously, no, I don't. And I mean, realistically, I said don't deserve it. I mean, you know, you all know how I feel about the run tax, right? Like, yeah, it's kind of funny, but like at the end of the day, I don't want cops violating people's Fourth Amendment rights and all that stuff, right? So, but I also, I hate that we live in this world now where there's always been a level of danger in policing, but it's, I think it's gone to this extreme where cops, I feel like, and I understand cops have been getting killed since the beginning of law enforcement, but I just, a lot of the things I see, I just feel like I see a lot of hesitation and people not wanting to touch people and not people just kind of afraid to do their job because they've kind of been trained that way now. I mean, that's kind of the way I feel about it. And I just really just want to say to people, like, your job's to fucking go home, man. Like, go home. And if you work somewhere where you feel like you can't do the things you need to do to go home, I think you should quit, you know, not to be a dick, but I think you should leave because your life's not worth it. And, you know, I know people hate when I get on the podcast and encourage people not to be cops, but I love policing. I talk about policing all the fucking time. It is fucking near and dear to me more than you know. But it ain't worth my life, man. Like, you're only here for a short amount of time. You should fucking be able to have the ability to fucking feel like you can go home. And I just, God, I just see these videos these days and it's just, I don't know, man. It just fucking breaks my heart, dude. Like, I just, and maybe it's my perception too. Like, I could be way off base and I just perceive things a certain way based on my experiences in life. But fuck, dude. Like, if you work somewhere where you're expected to hesitate, I think you should quit. Or move somewhere where you're allowed to fucking do your job. I don't know. That's kind of something I wanted to talk about. I don't know if you have any thoughts, Tony.
The only thing I would say in regards to that, and I do think training has a lot to do with, you know, a lot to do with everything, with Acorn Video and all these other high profile incidents or whatever. But I think especially, I can't blame cops for, like, I know you've talked about it plenty of times where they just sit in a parking lot because, you know, they don't want to get involved. They just rather go to answer the call and just deal with the call as it comes. And then when they're not on the call, just sit in the parking lot, whether it's watching Netflix or you're watching the latest sports game, whatever the case is. I can't blame them for wanting to do that too. Because just look how, you know, you could, there are certain places where you could be in the right and they're still fucking you, you know? So, and you've also talked about in the past, like, you know, you said, you know, like you just said, like, oh, you should leave. And if you can leave, I would say definitely leave. But if you can't, because of whatever the case is, family reasons, or, you know, it's just not feasible, you two have too much time in, then, you know, it is what it is at that point. And you just gotta, and you gotta coast your way through the rest of your career. It is what it is at that point. And I don't blame you for wanting to just sit in a parking lot and watch Netflix. Or just, like I said before, just go to, you know, go to call and just deal with it like that and not be proactive. Because what's the point?
Okay. I think I know a video we can play that will kind of get my point across. And I got to find it. But this was kind of like right as the George Floyd shit was happening. And I think like a perfect example of people well, not people, but cops are, they're kind of in this awkward position where they can't really take care of business, and they will fucking put themselves in unnecessary harm. Like, I get if people want to kill a cop, they could kill a cop. No problem. Right. We're fucking sitting in marked cars. Like, we, you know, we're fucking sitting ducks out there, but there's times that we've seen where I feel like cops could intervene, and they don't, in my opinion, because of all the wildness that's going on, and they don't want to go to jail or whatever. Now I got to find this video. Do you remember what city it was in where the dude was like getting shot at, and he told the guy not to shoot at him?
I know what video you're talking about. I don't know where it was, to be honest with you. Maybe Tennessee, possibly, but I'm not 100% sure. I believe it was somewhere south in a state that I was surprised to hear wasn't like New York or California type of state. But I know what video you're talking about, but I don't know exactly where.
Let me see if I can find it. I want to say it was Texas.
I don't know. I know Saul had recently posted it too, because he had just seen it for the first time.
What, did he put it on his page or?
No. He posted it in the group. It was a while ago. So.
Oh yeah, I know. Because I was like, yeah, it's been out for 2 years or something like that.
But speaking of poor training, did you see? It was a recent video of from Texas, I believe Harris County, with the. It was the two female officers. They were responding to like a burglary, and it wasn't the homeowner.
But oh, yeah. Like, holy that, shit. That was,
it was that. Is that worse than Acorn?
Ooh. Yeah, I think it could be, actually.
Because like, yeah. From what I understand in the video, like, I only saw it once. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they said that they saw and I can understand, you see someone approaching with a gun, your spidey senses are going to start going really fucking crazy. But if the gun is pointed down, you know, that's when you yell, you know, police don't move, or sheriff's department, whatever the case is. I don't really think you need to start blasting, you know, am I wrong by saying that? Especially if was the gun pointed down when this person approached, or am I off base by saying that?
I don't know exactly what they saw, but like, I get the whole burglary thing and somebody's coming to the door with a gun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. There's something to that. Like, I've told this story before, but I was trying to get into an apartment building because there was a fight, supposedly a big fight or something. It was a shitty apartment building. And I knew fucking better, but I did it. And I was knocking on windows because somebody said, hey, try and get in, knock on some windows. This is a bad area of town. I knock on a window. Dude came to the fucking window with a gun. And he had the gun, and I fucking drew mine, and I realized what was happening. And I fucking was like, hey, no, like, cop, police, you know, like, hey, we're just trying to get in the door. And then somebody was like, oh, somebody opened the door for us. And I was like, cool. And I left, and I was like, I wonder if that guy thinks about that often. That he fucking
now pulled a gun was on a cop. Was the gun pointed towards the window, or was it like pointed down in your situation?
He had it pointed towards the window, but not at me because I was off to the side.
Uh-huh.
But that would have been a totally unjustified shoot. You, dude, somebody's knocking at your window at 2 a.m. Like, that was my fault. I put myself in exigency there.
Yeah.
So I found the video I wanted to talk about with the begging not to be shot. So this is two.
Was it Texas?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, stay right there. Do not move. Stay right there. What? Just stay over there.
Please, sir. Please, don't do that.
73, I got a guy with a gun. I'm not doing anything. Look, I'm not doing... Don't shoot.
So he approaches this guy. If you haven't seen the video, maybe I'll try to remember to post it in the links here on the podcast. But basically, it's like a trespassing thing or something. And the guy is in the hallway. Cop recognizes this guy has a gun, doesn't draw down on him. He's radioing like, hey, I'm out here with a guy with a gun. Guy takes the gun out of his pocket. The cop still doesn't have his gun out at this point.
I'm not.
Points the gun at the guy. Shoot your bitch. The gun is pointed at the cop.
I don't have it. Look. I don't have it.
He lets the guy disarm him, it looked like. Right? Is that what happens in this video? I don't remember that part. Holy shit. Here, let me pull it up on here so you can watch it too. This is the fucking poorliest made podcast I've ever made. I don't care. No expectations.
In the name, poorly made. Body.
What you have? Okay, put it down on the ground. Wait, y'all, wait! You're a rookie. You don't know.
God damn, this is so hard to watch. So dude has a gun in his hand, the cop backs off.
Okay, stay right there. Do not move. Stay right there. Just stay over there. Please, sir. Don't do that. 73, I got a guy with a gun. I'm not doing anything. Look, I'm not doing... Don't shoot. I'm not. I'm finna shoot your ass.
Don't shoot.
I'm finna shoot your bitch ass. Don't... Drop the gun. I don't have it. Shots fired. The guy has a gun over here. Isabella.
Okay, he tried to get his gun, but the cop still has his gun. You can see it in the...
I'm pretty sure the patrol car said Oklahoma City.
Okay. Oklahoma City, I think, has gone through some shit. So... there's another, like, I watched that video, and again, go through and watch this video too. I know this is very poorly made podcasting here, but maybe I should do a video podcast at some point with some of this shit. But actually, I could upload this with the video, but that sounds like a lot of work. So I'm not going to do that. But I watched that video, and like, understandably, people were like shitting on this dude 2 years ago, right? Like, mm-hmm. What the fuck? But I was like watching this and I was like, I get it. I know exactly what that dude was doing. He's fucking like, he would rather fucking get shot than fucking shoot this dude and go to jail. You know, I mean, look at the fucking thing that's, you know what we should look up right now is what the fuck's going on with, was it up in Lansing, Michigan or wherever, where the guy brained the dude? That was fighting with him, like on top of him.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was in the snow. They were fighting in the snow because the
stolen car.
Yeah. Yes, I remember. I don't know what happened with that.
Last I checked, the trial had gotten delayed. I don't think it was in Lansing. It was somewhere else in Michigan. I'm trying to think. Poorly made. Oh. Patrick Loya was that guy's name. That's what it came right back up. I don't think it's gone to court yet.
It's been a while. I can't.
So the last article there is. Okay, so there was a court of appeals ruling, I guess, if he should stand trial or not. This was actually Grand Rapids. It wasn't Lansing. And I'm sure you guys have all seen that video. In a split Michigan Court of Appeals, a split Michigan Court of Appeals panel ruled Thursday that former Grand Rapids police officer should stand trial on a second-degree murder charge after fatally shooting a black motorist. In their opinion, Court of Appeals judges wrote that the district court did not err in binding former Grand Rapids cop Christopher Schur over for trial, echoing arguments from prosecutors that it should be up to a jury to decide if he used appropriate force. So there we go. What's interesting is that I'm reading through this article, and they talked about initially how it was a split thing, and I keep scrolling and scrolling, and you don't hear from the dissenting judges. There's not split according to this news article, because the dissenting judges, there's nothing in the article about that. That's neat how the news suppresses information. That's pretty
cool. Of course.
Pretty cool. So it wasn't so split, was it? I mean, it was split, but you're not going to hear about that other side, because that is that's so disappointing. And folks, this is why I'm not a cop. I'm just, I fucking love the job, man. And I don't know. I think about this shit going on and why? Like, I fucking, not to like fucking suck my own self off here, but like, it's a great fucking job when you're allowed to do it. I mean, you fucking literally serve in your communities as close as you can get to fucking Batman, and my buddy said once. There's something righteous about that shit, man. And it fucking needs to be done. Let's be honest. Go look outside. It fucking needs to be done. I'm not saying we need to arrest everybody. It needs to be a police state. But we all know there's some bad fucking people doing bad fucking things, and nothing's happening. There's no justice at all in this country for victims. The victims in all of this are the ones that are forgotten about. Like, woe is me complaining about not doing the job I love anymore. Really, the real victims in this are the victims. So, I don't know. Now I'm just getting angry, dude. I'm just getting bitter and angry, questioning existence. Now I want to go to the casino to feel better.
Don't do that.
That's what I should do, right? That's some good self-medication, right?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like people listening to this podcast would be like, dude, that guy talks about going to the casino a lot. He could have a problem. Turns out I'm not perfect, have a problem. Turns out I'm not perfect, folks. Well, buddy, it's been a pleasure, as always. I apologize to everybody listening to this. This is don't usually try to do these breakdowns so often. It's a little difficult on an audio podcast. It's probably imperfect, but you know what to expect from me. Not high quality, high caliber work, but at least hopefully you had a few laughs. Hopefully you have something to think about. And most of all, I hope you go fuck yourself. With that said, just kidding. I love you guys. Thanks for supporting us. We're getting near the end of season four. I already recorded the grand finale, the big finish, the happy ending of season four. It was fucking a lot of fun. I think it could be up there. It was one of the top podcasts of this year for sure. But you guys know what to do. Make sure you guys are taking care of the fine supporters of this podcast, the fine sponsors of the podcast. All the stuff you guys do, make sure you guys are checking the pages and liking the memes and telling people about the podcast, all the fucking awesome stuff you guys do. With that said, remember, you're going to fucking pat somebody down, fucking pat them down. And I love most of you. Watch out for the acorns. Bye-bye.
'Attention all law enforcement officers. Looking for a badge as flexible and resilient as you are? Discover Flex Shield by Ghost Patch. Our Flex Shields are not just generic badges. They're custom-made, flexible, metallic emblems designed to replicate your actual badge. Perfect for outer carriers, they come with a durable Velcro backing, making them easy to attach and keep them secure. Looking for a distinguished wallet badge? Flex Shield fits the bill. Why choose Flex Shield? We offer unmatched quality at nearly half the price of our competitors, and we never charge for mold or setup fees. Plus, we're the only ones offering true dual plating, a testament to our commitment to excellence. Proudly law enforcement owned and operated, we understand what it means to wear a badge. Start your custom order today at ghostpatchcustom.com. Flex Shield, the badge of the future.
Hey, it's JJ.
And Tin Man.
You can listen to us on the Thin Line Rock Station.
We're the radio station for first responders by first responders.
We've got that unique first responder humor.
Mixed with your favorite music.
For the tactical guys.
We've got Five Finger Death Punch.
Smoke Eaters.
Feel free to request George Strait's The Fireman.
Time Spent in the Sandbox.
Metallica is on regular rotation.
We didn't forget about EMS.
We threw in some Taylor Swift.
Our mission is not only to entertain our first responders.
We use a portion of all proceeds to reach out to those that are struggling to get by.
Our request and dedication line is always open, and our gift packs are designed to lift the spirits of any first responder.
To help sponsor or request a gift pack, head over to our website, thethinlinerockstation.com, and be sure to share us with your friends and follow us on Facebook.
With the more listeners we have, the more people we can help.
We rock the thin line, 'cause it ain't gonna rock itself.